In many societies around the world where religious differences have boiled into armed conflict, young people are at particular risk. Often they are recruited by religious extremists to join in terror campaigns against rival religious communities. But a growing interfaith youth movement is working to counter the extremists and to give young people the tools and training they need to build more peaceful, tolerant societies. From its headquarters in the Midwestern city of Chicago, a private organization known as the Interfaith Youth Corps is training what it hopes will be tomorrow's peacemakers. The not-for-profit American group is teaching young people how to build bridges of friendship and understanding across cultures and faiths. It provides leadership training, program funding, and support for networking projects among groups of young people around the world. Dr. Abu Patel, a well-known Muslim and social activist in the United States, is the founder and director of Interfaith Youth Corps. He says young American Muslims are at the forefront of the interfaith youth movement.
Young American Muslims are very active in the interfaith youth movement. They use it as an opportunity to manifest the peace-building commands within Islam. They use it as an opportunity to articulate their very misunderstood religion in the world, and they use it as an opportunity to get to know people from different backgrounds with whom they share many values together.
Young people comprise a large and growing percentage of the populations in many of the most religiously volatile corners of the world. These are often places, says Abu Patel, where traditional socioeconomic patterns are breaking down, where people from different backgrounds and faiths are interacting more closely, often competing for influence, and where frictions are mounting between religious and civil laws. In this turmoil, Patel says, it can be difficult for young people of faith to understand the value of a pluralistic and tolerant society. But he believes the interfaith youth movement he's helping to build is focusing on some essential truths, that people of all faiths deserve to be treated with dignity and respect, and that there can be no peace between nations without peace between religions. Samuel Risk is the founding member of the Forum for Development, Culture, and Dialogue, a private group based in Beirut, Lebanon, that specializes in conflict resolution. Risk believes the interfaith youth movement has been an important counter-strategy against extremist recruiters.
The future generations, if they're the youth of today, then there are clearly two ways to go. Either they will be recruited by extremists, or an interfaith pluralist youth movement can actually then recruit them for peace initiatives. If we can provide models for coexistence from different parts of the world, then clearly that will be a help to peace in the future.
Risk says the movement's belief in religious pluralism has been a key part of its efforts to help diffuse seemingly intractable conflicts in the Middle East and elsewhere.
Now we're talking about relationships between Muslims and Christians, Muslim and Christian young people. At another instance, we're talking about relationships between Sunnis and Shiites. Within Christian communities, we're talking about relations between Orthodox and Protestant and Catholic. I think there will come a time, hopefully, when there is peace in the Middle East, then we can expand that to include Muslims and Christians and Jews. I have an interest in the future in bringing people from Asia and Africa who might not even, believe in the kind of God that we all believe in the Middle East.
The U.S. government, too, recognizes the importance of this interfaith youth movement. Farah Pandit is a specialist with the U.S. State Department's Bureau of European and Eurasian Affairs. Her office works with young European Muslims interested in studying the American model of religious pluralism.
And we are hoping, as we go forward, that this next generation, this young generation, has the skills and the tools in their toolbox to be sharp enough and strong enough that when they're dealing with their identity crisis and they're being told that they cannot belong and they're being told that they are different and they're being told that the Jew and the Christian are not their friends, that they have the ability to be able to push back against that insane ideology and say, not in our backyard.
Pandit believes Muslim youth and other young people of faith, as they struggle to find their identities, must be educated in the power of peaceful dialogue. In becoming part of this worldwide interfaith youth movement, she says, young people will not only be resisting the lure of religious extremism, but also helping to build a more peaceful world for their children. In Washington, I'm Rob Sivak.